But it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the metro.
Moving pitchers on the backfield is coming on. Moving pitchers on the far outside. Reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is moving pitchers.
The great gladiator, the gladiator gris, l'a fait encore une fois. Une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Norm Borg from the Ottawa studios at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, and we've got the latest on Balzac. The thoroughbred people say they've had pretty much enough and that they're prepared to go back to the beginning and bring, if they have to, both breeds back to Stampede Park in Calgary if the new, promising, yet still phantom track just outside that city is delayed in its construction completion. That and more on Trot Radio.
August 20th through the 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Take in special limited seating events like Ultimate Band Challenge, Yuck Yucks on Tour, and the finals of the FBA Advanced Bartenders Competition, and play the Ponies Tournament. Adrenaline is all about food and drink as we feature over 15 food vendors plus beer and spirit tents. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase tickets for limited seating events online before they sell out. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. The track at Balzac near Calgary should have been up and running a couple of years ago, as we all know, and by now both the T-breds and standardbreds would be racing, revenues would be had from the slots, but that's not happening, as we all know, not yet anyway. The United Horsemen of Alberta and their representative, Max Gibbs, says they're very close to striking a financial deal, and that deal, however, was supposed to be had on July 15th. Representing the thoroughbred side of the equation is Matt Monaco of the Horsemen's Benevolent Protective Association. He was quoted recently as saying that with Max, quote, deadlines are a moving target, end quote. He's on the other end of my line. Matt Monaco, welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I know that you're unaccustomed to having to deal with standardbred people on a daily basis, but I guess the building of the Balzac track in Alberta has put you in the same boat with a lot of standardbred people, and doesn't sound like the Horsemen's Benevolent Protective Association is happy with how things are going on.
No, we're very disappointed and frustrated, to be perfectly honest with you, Norm. This process has been going on now since, well, let's say 2004. The United Horsemen of Alberta, who we'll refer to as U-Haul, actually got a 10-year license to conduct racing in Alberta back in 2002. So, you know, it's been a 7-year frustration, and there's no clarity or there's no end in sight from what I can see.
Now, the United Horsemen of Alberta representative Max Gibb keeps saying that, yes, we are in serious negotiations and we're going to be racing probably by this date and by this date. You had an interesting thing to say about that at the most recent meeting of your associations.
Well, the issue, Norm, here is very simple. There's first of all, let me just say that Max is a very, very passionate man, but he is a promoter, and where he probably sees the glass half full, I'm a numbers guy, so I see it half empty. The issue and challenges have been paramount for this project, but at the end of the day, it's all about the money, and they have not been able to secure financing, and with the recent downturn in the economic ways out here, especially, and the credit markets, etc., I think this project continues to be very, very difficult to finance.
You don't think it'll be up and running by 2010, 2011?
Well, I mean, if I was a betting man, which I am, I can't see it in 2010. I just hope that we do see the light at the end of the tunnel and they can actually get this thing built.
How many people are represented by the HBPA of Alberta?
The HBPA of Alberta basically has about 1,000 members, of course, consisting of thoroughbred owners and trainers in this province.
That's a lot of jobs.
It is a lot of jobs. And, of course, our backstretch workers who provide support, they are not members of the HBPA, but, of course, we represent their interests, too.
Well, it sounds like the standardbred side of the ledger stands to suffer the most. I mean, the thoroughbred people have got their dates at Stampede Park, you know, and basically the harness guys have been squeezed out, hence the move towards Balzac.
I've got to correct you on one thing here. Of course, I don't know if you're aware of this or not.
The Northlands is what
right.
I meant to
say.
Right,
we do have dates at Northlands for... We have a three-year contract with a five-year option to renew commencing in 2012. It is unfortunate the harness people have been squeezed by Northlands. They get certainly terrible racing days, January, February, November, and December.
Yeah, in Alberta.
Right. It's very difficult to go watch standardbred racing when it's 30 below.
Yeah.
That's one thing I found. It's not really fan-friendly. No. However... you know, I think from an economic standpoint, Northland's position is that economically the thoroughbreds make more sense, especially during the prime summer days.
So what do you think has to be done? I mean, there's all this talk about groups that are seriously interested or not. What do you as an organization hope that you can do to bring about the completion of this project at some reasonable point in time?
Well, I'll tell you, it's very simple. Without racing in southern Alberta, there's two things that are going to happen. First of all, we've lost our revenue stream down here. After March 31st, 2009, we are getting absolutely no income from the slot revenues that are generated in southern Alberta, because, of course, the slot parlor was located at Stampede Park. Without Stampede Park in the business, there's no revenue. Of course, Balzac was anticipated running April 1, 2009, and we would have been deriving slot revenues from there. The second biggest concern is our ownership base. You know, if people can't watch their horses run in a city of a million people, they're going to make alternative plans, A, either to get out of the business, or B, to move to British Columbia or Ontario.
How can the Horsemen's Benevolent Protective Association perhaps... get about the money for it?
Well, you know, this project is, I think, scheduled to come in, just the capital portion of it. It started at $80 million, ballooned to $260 million, and now they're probably looking at $180 million. We, as an association, we don't have any sort of financial assets that can even make a dent in investing in this project.
So, but you're a numbers guy. Could you not look at it and say, hey, for this much, we could do it? Not what we really wanted. It's not the top O of the line, but it's pretty good, and we're racing, and there's revenues. Would you ever consider taking a look at a more streamlined version that might be within the grasp of HBPA in terms of raising funds for it?
No, we're not in the banking business, nor are we. We provide the product, i.e. the horses. We expect the racetrack to provide the facility. I mean, obviously, Plan B would be to try to get back in at Stampede Park in Calgary here, but of course they will not look at us until such time as they get a long-term license to reintroduce racing to Calgary. I mean, Stampede Park has a facility; it's in the middle of town. And if a guy had 20/20 hindsight, perhaps they should have been awarded the license back in 2002.
No chance of it going back there because Stampede Park doesn't want the harness horses anyway.
Well, the thing is, though, if you have two breeds and two racetracks, it does take the pressure off one of the breeds. I mean, we could race in Calgary during the spring like we were, and the Standardbreds could race at Northlands, and then, of course, we would... reverse roles in the fall. So that would be a solution because it would save harness racing for sure.
And is that possible?
We're certain. Now, there's where we're going to put our efforts into trying to affect change if Balzac does not go. Yeah. Let me be clear on one thing. We want a new racetrack in Calgary. Whether it's realistic or not, at this point, it has challenges, there's no question.
So just to be clear, and I don't want to misquote, what you're saying is if Balzac is not a go within a reasonable period of time, and goodness knows you've been told time and time again it's coming, you as an organization is going to go to the authorities and say, look, let us race at Calgary. Let's just go back to the beginning, and like we had it before. That way both breeds are busy, there's revenues derived, and so on. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We're going back to the future if need be.
Well, we certainly wish you the best. I mean, let's face it, the goings-on there affect the standardbred as well as the thoroughbred people. And to me, less racing is not a good thing, especially in one of the biggest markets in Canada. Matt Monaco, Executive Director of the Horsemen's Benevolent Protection Association of Alberta, thanks so much for being on Trot Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
And we should point out that we have made a call to United Horsemen of Alberta to get their take on the situation. We anticipate they will be calling us back. And when they do, we'll have them on a future edition of Trot Radio, which is produced in cooperation with Boer Communications and a presentation of Standardbred Canada. Bye-bye.